tough times in Silicon Valley. More than 200,000 tech company employees laid off. Major company revenues down. The Dow Jones S&P Tech Stock Index falling nearly one-third.
2022 was a very tough year in tech, in part because we were paying for past sins, over-exuberance, over-hiring, over-expectations, and now we're in a trough, and it's likely it's going to last for another year or so.
What's behind the bust? Many tech companies spent too much during the pandemic when consumers were stuck at home practically living online.
They overinvested and hired a lot of people in a very short amount of time.
As the virus waned, consumer habits changed, although the online buying hangover remained. Snarled supply chains, inflation, and higher interest rates, along with the expectation of a recession, all combined in a big macroeconomic mess. In addition, some top tech executives blundered.
Facebook seems to be pursuing Mark Zuckerberg's great white whale of the metaverse, and he believes that that's the future of tech. We're all going to go live in cyberspace, and he spent hundreds of millions of dollars pursuing it, and he hasn't had much to show for it. So Facebook stock, they've lost billions over this obsession of his.
In October, Elon Musk marched into Twitter headquarters in San Francisco and soon began firing employees left and right, including most of the content moderation staff.
Partly as a result of those cuts and policy changes, hate speech has increased dramatically on the platform. For example, anti-Semitic postings on Twitter increased more than 60% in the weeks after Musk's takeover. Racist and extremist posts have also risen dramatically. These changes have alarmed industry analysts and human rights advocates.
To me, it's of tremendous concern, setting a precedence, an example, where a popular platform with millions of, users are having such completely zero moderation. ISIS-related accounts have tripled. It's not just hate speech. So I think it's also national security issues.
Recent history shows, however, that while companies rise and fall, tech always bounces back.
Recessions are good for entrepreneurship. It's because you have free time. You've been laid off. So you go to Starbucks and sit there at a table, and you can hire people who've also been laid off. You can't tell by the people sitting there which table is the winner, but one of those tables is going to create a multi-billion dollar unicorn company.
Silicon Valley is full of talent, ideas, and money, which eventually combine to start the next cycle of boom and bust. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.